Sherry from Witch's Cove. It is lovely to meet you. I just wanted to give a little introduction, given this is my very first podcast. So I have always, my entire life, been very drawn to the craft. Before I was even made aware of it, actually, I remember hearing stories that my parents told often about this lady that I would talk to all the time in my bedroom, who we later came to figure out was named Mary, and I'm very certain she was also a witch, and she scared everybody else, but she did not scare me. So although I have no recollection of this at all, this is just stories, I do remember starting to become aware of this at about the age of, I'm going to say, 10 or 11, and it just heightening as I got older. It really unfortunately scared me in the beginning, because when you have no knowledge of this and you are a child and you're waking up to strangers standing by your bed, or voices that you're hearing and flashes of images flying at your face, you start to think that you're going a little bit crazy, and you're terrified of telling anybody about it because you don't know what's going on. It was only later, in my teen years, that I started realizing that I actually had a gift, and it still scared me, but I kind of seen things happening before they actually happened, or I could pick up on from a mile away. I tend to know people before I even speak to them, that kind of stuff. So, however, it did, like I said, scare me. So I actually tried very, very hard to turn it off. I tried very hard to block it out and forget about it. But to any of you witches out there, as you know, you can't do this if you have no knowledge about it, because, well, with the universal law of attraction and with your spirit guides constantly trying to interact with you on a daily basis to make you aware of your gifts and your purpose, then they're not going to stop until you've at least acknowledged and either accepted or denied it. So at about the age of 20, I started going to some meditation groups and some circles. So I started to learn and appreciate my gifts and the fact that I was a clairvoyant medium, and not to be so afraid of them. It was a little bit harder for me when I had kids. I again tried to shut it down, but probably the past 5 years, I've really embraced it and learned to accept it, embrace it, and work with it. And now I am so grateful and thankful for these amazing gifts. Although being an empath sometimes can take its toll, while I love it, being able to read and pick up on people's energies can also be, very draining, and, often I can feel other people's pain, and that is not a great thing for me. So I'm currently trying to learn how to properly filter that energy and work with that. So basically, moving forward, I just wanted to let people know what kind of podcast I'm going to be doing. So I have multiple topics that I want to talk about, multiple. A few of these being, what are the differences between being a medium, clairvoyant, psychic? And we can dive into all of those developments as well. And like mediumship development, psychic development, stuff like that. How to read tarot cards. That was something that I actually did a poll on my Instagram a couple days ago, asking what people would like to see more of. And the top two were, how to read tarot cards and crystal knowledge. Crystal knowledge, another huge thing that we will dive into, because it is becoming so big right now and everybody is running out and buying crystals. A lot of people, though, have no idea what they actually do, what the purpose of the crystals are. So I would love to be able to teach some knowledge on that. That would be an amazing session. I also wanted to dive into herbal and oil remedies that can actually help as well. And pendulum, Ouija boards, dowsing. I did a little video on my Instagram page if you wanted to check that out in regards to pendulums and pendulum dowsing. But I wanted to do a session on that as well because it's very informative, and you really need to have knowledge before you dive into that kind of stuff. Also, learning about different spells and candle magic and how you can do them at home. And probably one of my most important things that I think everybody should learn about is how to properly connect with your spirit guides, and the universal law of attraction and how they work together, and being able to get answers from your spirit guides and to know all of the, there are so many signs around you that you're not aware of. Well, this will make you more in tune and aware so you can, that you can actually pay attention, see the signs that will lead you to your life's path and purpose. So we will dive into that another day as well. Currently have an amazing teacher who is teaching me about mythology, deities, and gods, goddesses, and things like that. I personally pray to the Lord and Lady, the light of the universe, and the earth, like Mother Earth. So that's my choice. I mean, everybody's different, but we will dive into deities and goddesses and stuff another time once I have gained proper knowledge. Or unless I have a special guest who will come on my show and is more informed, and I will be happy to do that as well. We will have special guests, other witches come on. We will discuss so many topics. Another fun topic that I would love to talk about and explore, I would just be interested to know if this is something you guys would like. I wanted to do a paranormal session, ghost stories, maybe ghost stories once a week. Who doesn't love a good ghost story? But the reason I say this is because I have had so many encounters, I have so many amazing stories that I would love to tell. And I have stories with friends, with girlfriends and other witches, and we've gone on paranormal hunts, and we have actually captured voices on recordings. We have so many stories that I just feel like need to be told. They're great stories. So yeah, if this is something of interest to you as well, let me know. If you have any other topics that you would like to hear from Witch's Cove, let us know. We'd be happy to make videos, or like I said, just podcast about different information. Whatever you are interested in, let us know and we will go from there. I am also currently learning about palmistry and tea leaf reading. Tea leaf reading I've been doing for about a year, and I enjoy it. However, I'm not at the point where I can make a podcast about it right now. Once I gain more knowledge and feel comfortable enough about it, I will. Moving forward, anything that I talk about, it will be what I know about. So, so there you go. That's a little bit of information about me. Sorry, I kind of rambled a little bit. And I will hopefully have my first actual podcast up very soon. I think the first one will be about crystal knowledge, and I will go from there. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope that you will come back because we have some amazing sessions for you. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. Bye.